You are down in deep.
This is deep.
Sitting here in this white padded room, imagining I'm a meteor flying out through the distant space. How does tiny speck call Earth destroy tomorrow? So capable of so many things, why make life taking place?
But I believe that when you lose your choose the sunlight, it could be your guide.
No more political dreams,
not another excuse.
Don't need another love song, we need a love bomb
to just blow us away. To freaking blow the lights out, turn the night to day. Hear it from miles away.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another edition of Ideas Extra Dating Sucks. Question mark. I'm your man, Big B. And I have my Dating Sucks crew with me today. I have Miss Sonia from the Bronx.
How's everybody doing today? Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
We have Mr. Diego.
Hey, everybody. International pussy grab.
Oh.
And we're back.
I'm like, what in the world?
And it's at this time. Of course, you guys know the drill. I need everyone to stand to your feet, remove your hats, put your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Don't hold this against me. Okay? All right.
All right. Hope everyone's dating has been good, productive, flowering, budding, and all that good stuff.
It's the summer, all I can say. It's the summer.
Mine is flowering and budding.
No flowering, no budding.
In the budding.
Huh? Well, let's hope. Let's hope all of our lovely listeners are. You know what? Can we start getting, Queen, do you think we can start getting some positive feedback stories of people that have maybe put some of this information to good use and, you know, not derailed?
That would be great. So,
you know what I'm saying? Just come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, something. I anything.
Mean, we do weddings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For.
No, we don't.
A small fee of good drinks.
No. We don't need to do weddings because you ain't getting married if we all show up. It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Come on. Come on.
We are the ones that put these people on the path to get out of their bad ways of dating.
Oh, okay. If you mean it that way, sure. Yes. We all should be invited.
Right.
Now, if you're talking about like you
looking good food, please. Thank you.
Okay, well. If you're going to get married like now and then you start listening to us then it's going to be, going to end up bad for you.
Nah, somebody going to do an about face down the aisle.
Right. Or never make it down.
Nah, queen told me don't, ma.
It's runaway bride, runaway groom. You don't want that.
Wow.
So hopefully we can help them before they get there.
There you go.
Hopefully we can help you while you're dating. Mm-hmm. Because that's the purpose of the show.
Yeah. It'd be nice to go to a nice wedding, though.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah, I like nice weddings.
As long as I'm sitting in the crowd, I'm not participating in any more, no more best men, groomsmen, nothing. I'm going to come, I'm going to sit down.
And be a guest.
Have my headphones on, listen to ESPN. Clap when everybody else claps.
I just want to make sure you have good cake. Yeah. Something worse than a wedding with bad cake.
Bad dry cake.
I know, right? Mm.
No, there is something worse than that. That's a dry wedding with no alcohol.
I've been to one of those.
That's not a good
one. Yeah, I
had two. I've taken part in one of those.
Yeah. Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember he told us the story.
Oh, dang. That
was in the past.
Not a good thing. But
were they Christians?
Mm-hmm. You said were we?
And then were they?
Were we?
Were they a Christian wedding?
No,
were we?
Oh, were oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was wedding.
Were you?
I was. Yeah. Holding on still.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. First of all, if anybody's listening, you getting married, do not. Do a cash bar.
Oh my Jesus.
I'm just saying, even if you have to go to Costco.
African-American.
Whomever. Just go to Costco, Korean. Buy a whole bunch of booze, and just do it.
Yeah.
Do not do a cash bar, man.
Yeah, that's tacky.
Because I'm mad because I have to put on an outfit. And I have to go there. I have to eat crappy like food. Mm-hmm. And then now I have to pay for drinks too.
Right.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. I gotta pay for these drinks to make me not speak my piece.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Can I do a toast?
Be swerving.
That bitch last week.
All right. Before this goes awry any further, let me ask this question that was sent in. And we were supposed to ask it a long time ago. And I'm sure some of the listeners may have heard this before, but. I guess who sent it in, but you know who you are. It's via another group, but I've seen this story or seen this question before. So a guy went on a date with a nice woman. They had dinner and they had drinks and they had great conversation and the waiter brought the bill. And then his date asked, could I buy two take out dinners for her kids? The guy said, I said no, because I don't even know her kids, and she had an attitude for the rest of the night, so I cut the date short. So this guy's question, and not the person who sent it in, but he just saw it in the group, was I wrong for not buying her kids I've never met dinner, and was she asking for too much too soon?
I guess I'm gonna jump on that one because actually that's happened to me before, but he was correct. Nah, I ain't buying your little nasty ass fuckers dinner.
Why you gotta be nasty?
Because the bottom line, you should make sure your damn kids ate before your nasty ass came out to dinner with me. That's the first thing, okay? Stop being a trifling mother. Take care of your kids first, then you come out to dinner with me. How are you gonna buy them a dinner?
Or Saturday night.
And it doesn't make no difference. It doesn't make no difference. Okay. You say buy them dinner. So that means that if we're out not 8 to 9 o'clock, your kids haven't eaten at 9 o'clock?
Right.
What kind of trifling ass mother are you that you're going to take them some food? Mama got you some food from the restaurant. That man was real nice. Fuck that. No. Okay. No, he did the correct thing. No, I'm not buying your kids anything. Buying them dinner. If you want to choose to buy them dinner, that's on you, but it's not coming out of my pockets. And he should have took her home right after that because he knew he wasn't going to get into no pussy. Because once she had that sour face when he said, no, I'm not buying your kids, he knew the sour face was coming and he wasn't going to get no pussy anyway.
He said he cut the date short.
No, but I'm just saying, but he cut it short because her face got soured as the date went on. He should have said, well, after dinner, you know, I'm not buying your little kids dinner.
No, huh? He said... After he told her no, then she acted.
He should, she should have took her right home. But no, you don't. I mean, and first of all, she wasn't a nice lady. You know, what was nice about her? She had nice ass, nice titties, nice face. But the bottom line is, like I said, he did the right thing. No, you don't buy no kids dinner. And she probably one of those bitches that ask for dessert after she's full too. Can I get a take home dessert? Nah, bitch. If you don't eat it here, you don't eat. Stop. All right, I'm done.
I can't breathe.
I'm pretty much on board with Diego. I think if I would have done anything knowing me, Being that you were so tacky to put yourself in that position, I would have to assume that your home life is pretty tacky and disorganized as well. So I probably would have bought them the meal because I'm probably thinking they ain't going to eat tonight. So at least let the kids have something to eat. But do know after I drop you off, you probably won't hear from me ever again. You know what I'm saying? And if you do, call me. I'll probably explain to you at that point that, yeah, that was a horrible move and just going to choose to go in another direction.
Me? I got to exhale. Ladies, don't ever do this. This is not good. Okay, first of all, number one, just like Diego said, if you are going out, make sure your house is taken care of first. That's number one. Number two, if they're old enough to stay by themselves, you should have food in the house. But if they're not, they should be with a sitter. So if they were with a sitter, the sitter was going to feed them. You didn't have to get a meal. Or did you even need a meal? Or you were just trying to get some more out of them. This is a bad deal on a date because you don't know what his pockets are looking like. So don't assume that the man is going to have enough for your meal, his meal, and then some extra meals. That's not fair. So that's tacky. So yeah, that's tacky. It's really tacky. So yeah, I can't even like
wrap like, my brain. I can't.
It's just so low budget. Ugh. Don't do it, ladies. Don't do that.
I feel like y'all. I don't even need to answer. No, don't do that. That's gross. Mm-hmm. I mean, because yeah, it's gross.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I'm like, there's nothing else to say. So, okay. So, Diego and Sonia, we asked this question on the In Deep show. So, actually, we have two questions to ask you guys on the In Deep show. So, let's see. First one is, if you met someone, dated them for a few months, then they revealed that their name was totally different than the name they previously told you, would you stay in a relationship with them or break up? So if they told you their last name was Smith, and as y'all went on, they were like, oh, really, my last name is Jububububoop. Would you stay with them or would you break up?
I'm going to take that. I'll take that one.
Go ahead.
You know, something like this actually happened to me, but it wasn't over months, though. It was like over a couple of days. So we met, and it was that last name was like Smith or whatever. And then we went out, well, we had a meet and greet, and then we went out on the first date. So there was like a week of me thinking that this person's name was something Smith. So then after the first date, sits back and says, I have a confession to make. And I'm like, what? I'm thinking, what could this be? My name is not really Smith. It's some blah, blah, blah. And, you know, online, you know, you have to be careful because, you know, I just, you know, have to really see who I'm dealing with first before, you know, I reveal my name. Like, that's really just my, you know, my online name. But, you know, I just want to, you know, tell you what my real name is. And he was in education. Actually, he was a principal. So, okay, I got that. But if it would have been months, I probably would not have dated him anymore. Because in my mind, I'm thinking now, something so, well, it's not minor, because I understand that people, not like, you have to really, you know, you have to really be careful of your name because people will look you up. But if I'm rocking with you for months, we're getting close. You should tell me your name. So after that, I'm thinking to myself, what else are you lying about? I don't do liars too good. So I would probably have gotten offended and probably just cut him off. I mean, that's just me. Yeah. So
what would you say your cutoff point to it being acceptable is?
Like after the first date, maybe a week or so. Because if you're talking and you're feeling that person, you're just not talking once a week. You're talking every day. He's calling you. You're calling him. Sometimes you might even be talking twice a day. In that 7, 8, 9 days after probably talking two times, that's like you had like 15, 16 conversations. It didn't occur to you that maybe you should tell me your name is like Johnson instead of Smith, you know? So, yeah. I'm sensitive like that. So maybe somebody else would be like, no, I could rock with it. I'm sensitive, so I'd be like, nah, I ain't rolling with you. Be quiet.
So sensitive.
And I sensitive to you. And so I cut him off.
Well, this is going to make me sound really bad, but anyway, because I don't give a fuck. Half the women I've dated, I don't even remember your goddamn first name, let alone your last name. I figured, you know, as long as the head and the pussy's good and we getting along, your last name don't really matter to me. I mean, I rarely remember, I'm being honest, I rarely remember anyone's last name. And a lot of people, I forget their first name because I call them babe or sweetheart or I give them a cute little nickname where I met them from. Like, you know, I might call this person Copper Canyon, or I might call this other person whatever, you know, wherever I meet you, I might tag you with that name and I might call you that so often, or yeah, babe, or yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't remember your damn name half the time anyway, unless you leave an impression upon me. But I mean, last name, I can remember maybe four last names women that I've dated. Other than that, I don't really care what your last name is. It doesn't matter to me.
Do you know what B's last name is? Don't say it if you know it. I'm just asking.
Not off the top of my head. I don't even know Sonya's last name. I call her Sonya Puerto Rico. I just made a last name up for her. But okay. It's just one of those things. It doesn't matter to me. Your last name, I mean, I've had people tell me I'm so-and-so and so-and-so. And I'm like, okay. And I don't remember your last name anyway. So if you told me it was a fake, okay.
Wasn't it even about just last name. It was like a name period.
Oh, yeah, name period. It's same thing to me. I mean, I went out with this girl one time for 6 months and did not remember her last name. And so every time I would come across friends or acquaintances, I would get them to say, ask her her name. Because I couldn't introduce her. You ever done that before? Mm-hmm. You can't remember the person's name, so you try to get the other person to kind of take them off. Oh, what's her name? And, you know, so it happens. So it happens. No big deal.
If you're smart and you're standing there, you ask me to ask somebody, I'd be like, he's so rude. What is your name?
Yeah,
I try to do that too. Myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But sometimes some people don't get it, and you're like, oh, damn. Come on, man. Help me out here. But, you know, it doesn't matter.
I have a question, if I can sort of put my little Big B spin on this. And this is strictly for the ladies.
Oh, okay.
In the room and listening. So please send your feedback in on this. What if it was a similar situation where you've been dating a guy for 2-3 months or whatever, and he says, you know, he works in real estate, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, and then says, hey, I just got to come clean with you. I don't work in real estate. I'm actually in the NFL. I just don't like to put that out there because I don't want people, blah, blah, blah. What's your take on that?
I don't know. Just as long as you're working.
Can I get some tickets?
I don't care what you do now. Just as long as you do it and you do it good.
A thin line of...
real estate's good. NFL's good.
No, I honestly... real estate... And if you would have went like from real estate to...
Scrubbing toilet.
Right, no. I'm a janitor in a school, even though that still wouldn't be that big of a deal to me.
Because you're working.
But I would be like, damn, dude, why you got to lie?
Right, I would just want
to. Why you lie to me? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, is your salary the same? Right. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No, but really, I would be like, why'd you lie? I mean, I thought we were vibing where, mm-hmm. you know, it was good enough where it didn't matter what we did. Or, I mean, because it's not like I'm like, the Secretary of State, you know what I'm saying? My job is not like that where I would really care. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it would be for me, it would be like, you lied. And I don't like a liar. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
But see, the reason why I said that, because I actually do know a similar situation. I had a friend that played in the NBA. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he, when people asked about him or whatever, you know, he wasn't a star in the NBA.
I was gonna say, was he riding the bench?
But he played.
Because women would Google you, and they would know.
And that's the whole thing.
I was gonna say they would know automatically.
He would just tell them like whatever came. He would give a job because clearly he had a lifestyle that showed he had some money, mm-hmm. so he couldn't do like I work at McDonald's type thing. Yeah. But he'd be like, oh yeah, I work in a law firm, or I work in real estate or what have you.
I mean, unless your name was John McJohn. And it wasn't a name where you can actually go to Google and actually figure out who this person was. Because a lot of people do that these days. They go to Google, right. mm-hmm. and you Google somebody, mm-hmm. you know, that you've dated or you're going on a date with, so you can figure out who this person is.
But my point is, I don't remember one situation in which he revealed, oh, yeah, I'm actually in the NBA, where they were like, you know, oh, why you lie or whatever. They were more like a later, like, oh, fuck, I made it, You know what I'm saying? I don't recall one situation where anyone even batted an eye enough to say, damn, well, why couldn't you tell me the truth?
Yeah, they probably were looking for
They were just like, oh, for real? Yeah. Damn.
I got to find my turkey baster.
But see, that's where they're stupid because, I mean, real estate, you could be like balling in real estate and making just as much.
I understand.
If, but, or if not more than
think
NBA
of, think
player.
Of the area that, especially the area that we live in where everybody's a real estate agent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And 90% of us are living of them are living above their means.
Sure.
So you can have that front, but until you justify that income, it's like, okay, you do real estate.
Sure.
But when you hear NFL, NBA, automatically, ching, ching.
I don't know. It depends on how you perceive it. Yeah. Not so much, because I'm not thinking ching, ching. I'm thinking, because that's your money. I'm thinking, okay, so how does
how do
this put a spin
money?
On it? Huh?
How do I make my money?
No. That's your money. Doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to spend it on me. But, right. I mean, if we were vibing and everything's all good, that would be a conversation. I would have to have a conversation. You know, I understand why you did it. You probably want somebody that's for you and not for what you do. I get that. But, you know, but I guess once he reveals it, I guess he's telling you indirectly, the trust is there.
Absolutely.
I trust you.
Right.
So
right.
Now I can tell you. I mean,
how does that differ from, hey, I'm Joe Blow dude on dating website.
It's still been untruthful, though. I'm like, if you're dating somebody for months,
months,
and then all of a sudden, because the question was months.
Yeah.
No, it was months.
Months is a long
time. Yeah, but I mean, the thing, and I see, you know, B's side of things is that when you're on a certain status level, and you know,
months.
No, but
not
even,
a day,
even,
not
even,
a week,
even,
not
even
a
months,
first day.
Because sometimes gold diggers take, you know, gold diggers are strategic.
So you're gonna tell me your name first, and then I know your name is Bob Smith, and then later down the line you're gonna be like, oh, BT Dubs, I'm not a real estate agent, I'm a NBA player.
Well, I wouldn't give you my real name anyway, because I don't.
No, I'm saying.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, and then later on, once I get to know you, that you're not, you know, for me, for my money, and not all that, but you're really true. Then I say, yeah, this is what I do.
That's too much work.
But then remember, Queen, like when we talked about on IDS, and it's sort of similar to what Sonya said, you know, the person that wrote in did say it was months, but how much interaction in that month time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it y'all talked once a week?
Mm-hmm.
You know, couldn't hardly see each other, you know, so that was a little bit vague. I know they did say months and didn't even specify how many.
Yeah, because my thinking is now, how much time are you going to have for me? Because you're going to be practicing, you know.
Always about you.
I'm sorry.
It should
be. You know
be.
What I mean? I'm a connector. We need to connect. You can connect. You have to spend time together. The time.
When I retire at 33, we'll have nothing but
time
for each other as we.
I guess so.
I'm just saying. I have to really.
Hop from private island to private island.
It has to be really like a serious connection. Because, I mean, first of all, a name and your job. Come on, man. Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm going to be on the ID channel because you killed my ass. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's already risky dating, you know, period. And then you're online dating, I assume, or whatever, how you found this person. And then you're lying to me with the name that I met you with.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're lying about the job situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. For me, I would be like, oh, cool.
But you know, Queen,
I'd be done.
Even in my situation, you know, in the past, I've had pause of telling people that I work in a nightclub because the automatic assumption of, oh, you know, you and bitches' faces all day long, I'm not even going to give you a fair chance to get to know you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So in a lot of ways, it's a similar situation, you know, where someone can be like, oh, damn, you ain't telling me you worked at a club, you know, or whatever.
Right.
That would be my reasoning.
I'm at McDonald's getting my hustle on, so every time you come in my line, you're going to get free fries.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So
yes.
You're going to use me for my fries. That's what I'm saying. And you're going to use me for my fries.
And
I'm
some
gonna,
sauce.
And I'm going to get fired because how come that girl's always in your line all the time?
Why aren't you at Chick-fil-A? Step up your game, son.
He should get Sundays off.
You know what I mean?
That's true too.
That has to be trust from the beginning. You have to put that out
there's
there.
There's no such thing right. as trust in the beginning.
There, I mean,
if there's no trust, then there's no relationship.
Trust is earned
in the beginning.
Well, yeah. it is earned.
Yeah, no, trust, I'm saying no. period. I'm saying in a relationship, if there's no trust, there is no relationship.
Well, that's true. Because right. the Bible, that's why you're dating, and during that dating period, you're earning that trust. Yeah.
In the beginning, it's right. often,
well,
hello, my name is so-and-so. There ain't no trust right there.
John Smith, and my name is really, you know, Smith John. Bob Newhart or something.
God damn.
Bob Newhart.
God damn
God damn, she went to the
we
deep
have bowl. Dated ourselves. Welcome to the roaring 70s.
The judging.
Bob Newhart.
Damn, could you at least Nick Cannon's? I don't know.
The first thing that came to my
stuff like that.
Okay.
The first thing that came to my mind.
All right, let me move on because, God damn it, y'all. It's about to be late. I don't want y'all to have, you know, go past y'all bedtime. So, another question we asked on the In Deep show was, do you have to have the last word in an argument? When is it time to just stop?
You should take that
I should
first.
Take that?
Yeah, go ahead. Take that first.
All right, so let me tell you the story. So in college, I had to take this class, and it was called Marriage and Family Life. Now, I didn't want to take it, but it was part of the curriculum. I had to take the class. But to my surprise, it was way more than Marriage and Family Life. He actually talked about fighting fairly and hitting below the belt. So I never forgot that, because prior to that, I used to be a cutthroat biatch. I would go for the jugular. But I learned how to, you know, fight fairly. Sometimes you just have to shut it up. I mean, you know, a lot of times we always want to get our point across. We're trying to make sure that the person agrees with us, even if they don't want to agree. And that's how the arguments get ugly. Say what you got to say. Let the person say what they have to say. You can agree to disagree and move on. So, and then one thing we learned is you never criticize a person's, like, you know, attributes. Like, you never say, that's why your nose all fucking big. You know what I mean? Like, you never, yeah. Or that, but,
damn. God
damn it. The nose big.
Why, I mean, you know, because when you mad, you say some ugly stuff. But, you know, you're not supposed to comment on, like, anything, you know, on their bodies or, you know, that's hitting below the belt.
Or be just, like, that's why your mother's a mother.
Right. That's why your mother be on the corner. You know what I mean? That stuff. You're not supposed to say anything like that. So, yeah. Then there's a such thing as shutting up.
Rotten big hand, big nose,
right? Bama.
I'm not an arguing type guy. I mean, honestly, when women start to chatter,
what?
I'm not an argumentative guy. I mean, you could argue.
I don't do that shit.
It to me is like, okay, you're mad at me about something, and whether I did it or not. And if I did it, I'll go, yeah, I did it. And if you still jawing about it, I'm the kind of guy, I'll look at you and go, okay. Because I'm not going to go back and forth with you. It's like, okay. So if you're one of those people who need to keep, you know, joying, I'll sit back and go, okay, baby, that's fine. Because it doesn't matter to me. If I did it, I'll admit that I did it, and I'll apologize. And if I didn't do it, I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you otherwise. So if you want to keep constantly coming at me, I'll just go, okay. And, you know, and just kind of really kind of tune you out. That's just the way I go with things. I don't argue.
I'm gonna call bullshit on that.
No. You're talking about situations where I have some person who will get me fired up to the point where I go off on them. But that's a very, very, very seldom thing that I've had with one or a couple of people. But I'm talking about in general. Well, I mean,
why are you laughing? Couple,
I'm just saying in general.
You said one or a couple people. I was thinking, I mean, like 10.
No, a couple of people. Some people keep coming at you, and the way they come at you,
races.
They make you go the fuck off on them. But I'm just saying, for the normal people who, you know, the normal women who know how to just argue and keep it in the confines of arguing and just to argue. No, for the most part, I go, okay. But then the others, when, you know, they don't know when to shut the fuck up. You know, you have to, you know, roar and bite their head off. But I don't go back and forth with the last word or anything like that. It's just, to me, it's like, if I had enough of you talking, I just simply say, shut the fuck up, and I don't hear no more.
Okay.
And when I get to that point, it, trust, believe, you better shut the fuck up. Otherwise, I'm starting looking for my shovel.
Okay. On that note, so, let us take a really quick break. And we're going to talk to Diego about some therapy sessions. And we'll be right back.
Was a man, he had a thought. He couldn't keep it to himself, so we all, he spread it round, knowing that mouths would run like water and turn it into fact. This is how wars begin. This is how bombs start dropping. If it begins with stopping, I will, before I say something I regret. Need a moment to reflect. Like to keep my foot out of my mouth, and I'll be speaking out my neck, and I say it just to be saying it. I got a butterfly net in which my thoughts I collect, putting the head and heart to the test to come with something better.
Better, 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 better.
If a thought is an opinion, to the truth it has no.
They speak of jobs and positions. Who's seeing who? Who settled down? They casually mention your name. Power in a word is saying how it triggers everything to come tumbling down into the pit of my stomach. Moths and butterflies coexist. Reaction shared by all romantics threatens to persist, and this unanswered question lingers on to this later day. Can I resign?
Welcome back to Dating Sucks. Question mark. If you have any feedback, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com, or you know we love to hear your voice. 202-750-1437. Be brave. If you want to leave a voicemail, you don't have to say who you are. You can be like, hey, I'm Scooter Boop Boop Boop. You can give the fake name and leave a voicemail.
Queen, you know I've been calling out New Mexico for the longest time.
Yep.
Okay. I'm switching gears.
Okay.
I need to call out the entire Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago went from our number 5 region, catapulted themselves to our number 2 region.
Oh.
Took over California for our number 1 region.
Oh.
And now it's completely dropped off the map.
You don't know why? Okay.
But that's only one item. It didn't service an entire state.
Okay. Chicago.
Chicago, step up. Where you
I was going to say, come on. I have family there.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Come on back.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Come on back, Chicago.
Thank you.
That's I love Chicago.
Good, I know, especially them old-fashioned donuts. Damn.
I'm just saying, good eats. Mm-hmm. Good drinks. Cheap. Mm-hmm. If you find the right place, cheap.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. Chicago.
Goose Island stuff.
Come on back. Just saying. Mm-hmm. All right, so the next question comes from Rude Boy. He said, what do you do on a first date and your date, he or she, orders a lot of drinks and gets drunk and runs the bill high? Also, well, then there's another part. Also, what was the largest, highest bill ever? Mm. And then what was your largest... God damn, you asked like 3 questions in one email. Okay, so let me ask them first. What do you do on a first date if they get drunk and order a lot of drinks and run the bill real high?
I'm going to take the Diego approach on this one.
Okay.
You patiently wait for that drink money to kick in. and then you Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Mm-mm, nope. Mm-mm. No. No.
No. I'm not saying drug them, but I'm saying wait for the drink money to kick in that they drank on their own. No. Because when the bill goes up, inhibitions go down.
No. 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 So, okay, what was the highest bill? What was the largest tip?
Damn, you ain't gonna let them answer?
I feel like I don't. After your question, I don't know if I want to.
Well, I'm just going to say that if she's having all those drinks and I'm like Big B, she's having all those drinks and, you know, I think once those drinks kick in, give her that big gulp. Gook, 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 gook. You're choking me. But anyways.
Oh my God, y'all are Bill Cosby.
Because the bottom line is, well, you know, first of all, I'm very conscientious of how much someone drinks on the first date.
Why?
Yes, he is.
Well, one, because I don't mind people drinking. I'm not a drinker. But I don't mind you having a couple of drinks because a lot of bitches out there all of a sudden. They do, no, yeah, I'm just saying the ones right. who are, you know what I'm talking about, and the ones who are not, just kind of let it brush by. But a lot of women go out there and all of a sudden they become connoisseurs of alcohol and shit. You know what I mean? One minute they're drinking E&J and that's fine for them. The next thing you know, they're drinking, you know, Patron and all these other top shelf alcohols out there. And, you know, it's like all of a sudden it's like it's not their dive, so I'm going to get drunk. So I figure if you're dumb enough and unwoman enough to get yourself put in that category, I'm going to have to recoup my funds. Mm. Okay? So I'm hopefully going to get you to the car because I don't even want to finish taking you home. I want you to get the big gulp going and then, you know, have a good time and, you know, that's it. Mm. You know? Now, as far as how much... I know it's disgusting, but this is true. This is what we think about because the bottom line, it's our pockets there. See, women all the time, well, you know, you... No. This is our pocket, okay? And our discretionary fund is not meant to go down your gullet, okay? You know,
the fuck is a gullet?
That means your throat.
Your throat.
You know, your throat. Like those pelicans be throwing back fish and shit and be going down their gullet. So the bottom line is, no. So if you're dumb enough to put yourself in that category, then hey, you get what you get. And as far as the most I've spent on dinner,
no, you said what was the largest bill?
The largest bill was
highest ever. And what was your largest tip?
My highest bill at dinner was $300. $300 for the dinner. And I think the tip was I think I gave him like $80 tip on that, you know. And that was pretty much it. So
on the highest bill tip, this was actually an outing with me and my brother. We went out, we actually had Shelly's back room. So appetizers.
Whoop, pause, as people say. For those not in the DMV, that is a cigar bar.
A high-end cigar bar.
They're not high-end to me until they get that filtration system fixed.
Well, it was the best. It was one of the best on the East Coast for a while, but it kind of went down a little bit.
Well, to me, no. But anyway, continue.
But appetizers, drinks, meal, cigars... Between the four of us.
Damn.
Yeah. $600.
Damn.
I believe that.
And it hurt.
I'm sure. I believe that.
But it was a great time, though. Highest tip, I think I would have to go to the percentage category. I was at a hotel one day, and the bartender made an absolute perfect drink. I think the drink was $6, and I gave him
$50. You gave him $50?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What hotel was that?
Yeah, what hotel
it was that? In...
What local?
Was it Philly, I think?
I don't know.
Damn.
I can't remember where it was.
Clearly wasn't local.
No.
Okay. Because I have never been to a... Okay.
And it was. I think it was just everything was perfect.
Yeah.
My mood was... and I needed exactly what they poured. Mm. And it was like every sip I looked at it like... Oh, really?
Did he give you free drinks after that?
I actually just paid and left.
Damn.
Yeah.
I just needed that in one drink because I was going to do other things later. But okay. That was perfect.
Okay.
So tell me how you would take advantage of that guy.
No, I'm gonna talk from a woman's perspective. Ladies, you hear these men. Do not have yourself out in public. I don't care if it's first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, out there looking crazy. Yes. Okay? Do not. One drink, okay? Maybe if you're feeling, festive, maybe two. Oh. But other than that, you do not have to drink yourself into oblivion.
But hold on. I beg to differ.
You do not.
Hold on. I beg to differ because...
It's his company.
I can understand. I know Queen can go out on a date and she will probably drink a majority of her dates under the table.
I wouldn't do that, though.
I know you wouldn't, right. But you could. Like, and so my thing is, right.
I
so
my, would not.
Right.
We got no one to hold them, no one to hold them.
I know you wouldn't. You know what I mean? If you and if she so felt so, she would be quick to pull her credit card out first to handle everything that happened that night.
I was getting ready to say that.
But my thing is, more to an effect of just have one or two drinks. Suppose the mood calls for a festive time and we ball and we vibe and everything's good, the atmosphere is good. Don't just cut yourself off. Know your limit.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If you have to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. Don't go out here acting like because you the one that just gets one drink and nurses it all night because you broke, and then you want to go out and on his dollar, then you want to drink like you've never drank.
Right. Two, like two drinks will effectively piss Queen off.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm just saying. Like, see, and I'm a lightweight, so yeah, I'm good. One and then I'm good. Some water, because I'm not a drinker. So I wouldn't go out and try to drink four and five drinks thinking, you know, just because somebody else is paying. That's...
Queen, remember that day we went out and we emptied the bar of a particular alcohol and they wouldn't sell us the bottle?
That could be. I don't know which time. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay. So if it's the first date,
I remember now. Thank you.
If it's the first date, especially if it's the first date, just have a little decorum about yourself. Okay, don't go out there acting crazy because you know what's going to happen. You'll be in the back of somebody's car, choking on Look, you'll be rocking the mic. Okay, you'll be rocking the mic. I don't do them things.
She said, you don't rock the mic.
I don't rock the mic in the cars.
Is this thing really? Is the thing?
Not in the car.
You don't rock the mic
because
in the car.
Because of the middle console gets in your way?
Huh?
No, I don't.
So you never got on your knees and kind of...
No, sir.
In a car?
No,
sir. What are you, like 1 foot one?
I'm sorry.
In a car?
No, you kneel on the seat. You get over, kneel on the seat so you won't keep hitting the gear shift.
I like to be comfortable.
You know?
Right. I mean, your hindquarters will be... at the window.
Right.
I don't want my butt cheeks on the glass of a car. Sorry.
Put them on the glass.
Oh, you know, you bougie.
That's okay.
She classy. Stop.
Classy.
But you can be classy and handle business.
That's right.
No, she classy. Don't do it.
What about the back seat? That way you don't have to worry about nothing.
This levels to that. I'm just saying. I'll do that with my husband if we wanted to get free.
And you saying not a first date?
Not a first date.
Because he asked on a first date.
No, you will not see my cheeks on the glass on no first date.
Okay.
Really?
Her voice went real high.
Damn, really? I know, really. Not on the first date.
No.
She's talking about. All right, so what was the largest or the highest bill ever? And I will ask you, what was...
Like I'm not sure. Tip. Like, do me... Oh, I don't...
No, I'm saying, not for you.
I don't
pay. I wouldn't do that.
And I don't
good for you.
And I don't look at the check.
Okay. Like, so you don't even know.
I don't even know. I don't.
Yeah, women fix a light fixture all of a sudden, become all of a sudden architects. Like, this is a beautiful building, isn't it?
I mean, if you take me out, then that means you got it. Just like if I take you out, I don't expect you to... You know what I mean? If I take you out, you good.
Okay, so what was the largest... like bill you've ever paid or tip or whatever,
like $100.
Say if you went to Golden Corral.
No, sir,
that was $100 when I used my free drink.
I know. What with my gift card? No, maybe I paid like $100 for a dinner.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay,
well, I know for me, I have never paid for a first date getting drunk because that is really expensive.
It is.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But
and then you, wait a minute, and you getting down and you drinking and you getting drunk. First of all, on a first date, you should not be getting drunk on a first date.
No.
I'm sorry. Like on a first date, you should not be going that hard. On a first, I agree. Shaking your heads like
I agree with you.
B is thinking. So you're just like, mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about something else.
Okay. Okay. Well,
I agree with you.
I'm just saying, on a first date, you should not be going that hard. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like a third, fourth date where you actually really know that person's real name and you getting comfortable with them. You know, and y'all go out and it's like a serious vibe and you don't even know that you've had like a, you know, two or three drinks and you're like, oh, I'm like, and you feel comfortable. That's cool.
Where are my underwear?
Oh my.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, you know, like not a first date. You should never, ever, ever drink that hard on a first date because you don't know that person. You don't want to wind up in a basement of some abandoned building in handcuffs.
Exactly.
And you don't even know where you are and your family don't know where you are. Mm. You don't want to do that.
No. With that pole in your mouth with that.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. ID channel. That works for women and men.
I don't know.
Just don't do it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. You should never get inebriated on the first date.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, really, period. But I mean, if you know, do what you do, at least get to know that person and be comfortable with that person. Mm-hmm. And let's see. Because, I mean, I've never ran a bill high. And I've always had my own money just in case, you know, if we was out getting it and it's like, he felt like, well, okay. Yeah. I got it. Yeah. I got it, dude. It's fine. Yeah. And you will not see me ever again. This will be our first and the last date. But, I mean, luckily, I've never had to do that. But I can't even think of on a second or third date have I ever had to do that. I don't think so. So, but anyway, let's see. The highest bill for me, I can't even comment on that. Because I'm like,
that top shelf is mean. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm like, we've all gone out and we've, you know, even partying with my peoples. And it's like, ooh, how'd the bill get to that? Okay. Well, you know, and that wasn't even date wise because I'm not paying for a first date, first of all. But I mean, just hanging out with people, I can't even think of. I mean, I've had $400 tabs, but not just by myself, but with other people. Yeah. No, I mean, seriously, $400 tabs. I mean, we split and then we paid like tip, but not on a date. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would not go that hard on a date. You know what I mean? But, you know, if I am, you know, simpatico with somebody and we get out and we go out and we doing it. Mm-hmm. And we're safe and he's Ubering or I'm Ubering or whatever, then that's fine.
Can I ask you ladies one question?
Okay.
Yes.
And not just the ladies here, but everyone in earshot when we post this. I find this highly offensive, but for some reason I'm feeling women don't, and it bothers me. If you're out on a date or whatever, and you guys decide to go to a nightclub or something, you just, let's go dance or whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you get to the front door, and they tell you what the cover charge is.
Mm-hmm.
And your date says, do women have to pay too?
Mm-hmm. What the hell? Okay.
Is that cool?
No. That's not cool with me.
That seems to be so accepted these days.
Yeah, because it's
and I'm not really understanding it.
Yeah, no, I mean, the thing is, you know, I mean, I'm all about the planning. So if we're going, I'm gonna need for you to find out if women pay too and all of that. But I don't want to hear that when we get up to the front.
If you're on a date with me, you don't need to know what nothing costs.
Exactly. See what I mean? Because that's when you date a man.
That's right.
When you date a boy. Then it's all but the women gotta pay and how much, and I thought women got in free food.
It's her birthday though. Yeah. Well then motherfucker, that's your date. Pay for her.
Exactly.
Mm-mm. Nope.
That's the men and the boys. It separates the men from the boys.
Can I do a PSA?
Uh-oh. Yeah,
okay. My just kinda piggyback on that last subject that we talked about. Always carry mouthwash in your glove compartment for emergencies. Just kind of helping her out just in case she swallows. You might have rinsed her out a little bit.
Again, if you're home, you don't have to worry about that. You have all the stuff in your bathroom.
Wow.
What's with this outside stuff?
What's wrong with outside?
Outside
stuff?
Is okay. I mean, but after you rocking for a while. I'm saying if that
outside is great.
Well, Grandma, how long do we have to wait?
as long as Grandma say, okay? Because I'm just saying.
So you never had sex on top of the car?
No.
On a hood, nice warm hood.
Okay. Next situation that was sent in.
Good night.
To us. This gentleman here is pleading for our input.
Okay.
All right, so this gentleman, he says he is a young man, and he is not ready to settle down and have a relationship. He says that he spends a majority of his time with a particular someone, so whenever things come up, movies, concerts, trips, whatever, he has someone that he feels comfortable going with. He makes it clear to her that we are not in a relationship, even though he knows wholeheartedly that she wants one. So, he recently started seeing another person, to which this person also wanted to be in a relationship with him. He's made it painfully clear to her as well. Not interested in a relationship. I can understand if you don't want to deal with that, but I'm not interested in a relationship. But both of these women continue to see him and have sex with him and do all the things that you do in a relationship. So he went out of town with the original person, and the new person went into stalking mode. I won't say how, but she found out where they went, what hotel they were at, and called the room. So, when he got back and sort of confronted her about it, her thing was, I just wanted to know what's really going on. I just wanted to know the truth. This is her thing. He was like, well, you don't need to know what's going on, and I've told you the truth. Not in a relationship. Why, blah, blah, blah. So, through all that, his question to us is, he's asked a lot of his friends about what should he do. Should he cut stalky chick off, or should he be a little bit understanding about why, whatever reason why she did what she did?
Wow. Well,
you want me to jump on that one?
Nope. I've already said.
Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I'm wondering, how truthful are you with these people? I mean, if you're like, no, seriously, I do not want to be in a relationship with you or any relationship, and they're still getting confused, then it's their fault. And then you can be like, hey, girl, I told you. Mm-hmm. We was just hanging out. We was just getting it. We was just doing it. We were just having a good time. And now you're being all weird, so now I have to cut you off. Or she should cut him off. I forgot which way the question went. But it should be something where it's like, no, this is not, no, we're not doing this. And I don't know, I feel like sometimes, you know, a lot of times people don't listen. Yep. In relationships. And I think it, like, a lot of times gets the waters muddied. Mm-hmm. And
I agree.
You know, and you have to understand, it's like, if somebody tells you who they are, mm-hmm. believe them. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no changing somebody. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? If that person says, look, I do not want to be in a relationship. If we're hanging out, we're hanging out. I like going out with you because, you know, you're available. You like going out to listen, you know, to the same music I like. You like going to the same, you know, clubs I like. You like the same, like, food or drinks or whatever it is, then listen. Mm-hmm. Stop trying to change people. People are going to show you who they are. Believe them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And like a lot of times women, we always try to change people. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's friends or men or whatever. Stop doing that. Mm-hmm. Just listen to the person when they try to tell you. If they're an asshole, they are asshole. You know what I mean? They're an asshole. Mm-hmm. Just believe that. Mm-hmm. Keep it moving. Date somebody else, and you can still hang out with that person at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You want to go ahead?
Mm-hmm. I agree with Queenie. And kudos to the young man who actually told them that he was not interested in having a relationship.
Word.
Because my thing is, if you're always true to yourself and you are true to the situation, and they don't listen and they still want to give you their body, and ladies, listen, let this be a lesson, okay? If you're giving it, they're going to take it. So if you hear, oh, I don't really want a relationship, I'm just dating, but you know, I do enjoy sex or whatever, and you're willing to be like, okay, well, I do too, know what it is before you going into it. All that stalking and all of this, why are you stalking? That's not your man. But if that's what you're looking for and you want a man, then he's not the one for you. So, yeah, he needs to get rid of old stalker chick, get rid of her, and he might have to start over and restock his freezer, just like Diego says. But just like Queen said, women, we don't listen. It's just like, oh, I could change him. My pussy is extra good. I'll be able to turn him around. It's not that great, okay? So cut it out.
Okay. Now, I've been listening to this and kind of playing it back in my head what Big Biggie was saying. And see, I'm going to have to call bullshit. Mm-mm. On my man. I'm going to have to call bullshit.
Really?
And it pains me, too, because he sounds like a young guy who's, you know, trying to figure out his way, what he wants to do. But the reason why I'm calling bullshit is because pitch count. You have to understand your pitch count. When you're telling a woman that, hey, I just want to go out, date you and everything, I'm not looking for a relationship, it's all about pitch count. Because pitch count, in other words, you have to limit the number of times that you interact with this person mm-hmm. over a given period.
Okay.
If you're doing it too much, you're going to throw your arm out, tear your rotator cuff, mm-hmm. i.e. give all the walks and talk like a duck, I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. What you did with the first chick, what you were, as I gathered from the story, is you were well over your pitch count with her.
Mm-hmm. Because he took her away.
And the fact that you took her away. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. People that you're just dating and not in a relationship with, honestly, and being real, you do not take them away. Okay, when you're spending that kind of quality time, weekends, and taking them away, you're in a relationship.
That's your girl.
Yeah, that's your girl. You might not want to admit that's your girl, but your pitch count is way over. And I'm just telling you, because right now, from what I heard, it's like, you know, we go here. If I want to go to the concert, if I want to go here, that's my main girl right here. Now, what you did now, it's like, okay, that's my main girl right here because she's home base, okay? But I'm going to step out a little bit and get me another sidebar who's untamed, because you brought a wildling in. You brought somebody who's untamed, and you didn't set her down and say, look, you are not a starter, okay? You're a bench warmer. I'm going to call you up, you know, from the dugout, you know, from the bullpen, and have you step in, because you didn't train her and give her the correct You didn't give her the correct understanding of what her role is. But also, like I said before, you're giving the other chick, even though you said, hey, I'm not looking for a relationship, but you're giving all the traps and trimmings of being in a relationship.
So it was mixed signals.
So you go on the first girl, you're giving mixed signals. Okay. Because your pitch count is way up. You're taking her out on the weekend and she's cool and everything like that. That's mixed signals. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, yeah, you are kind of in a relationship.
That's another perspective. Okay. You know. Okay.
Okay. Okay. For the most part, I agree with Diego because he actually hit on some real points there. The only point I would disagree with is, although I understand the whole pitch count thing, I don't see anything wrong with if you're not in a relationship with someone, and I mean, you still have wants, needs, and desires as well. So if I want to go to Jamaica and I have the funds to say, shawty, hey, you want to roll? I don't mean you my girl. That just means you the chick I want to bring with me today.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. But the thing, it all goes to the whole total pitch count. If you're hanging in with this chick on an ongoing basis, you're taking her to the movies, you're taking her to dinner, you're taking her to plays, you're taking her to concerts, and she's constantly on that rotation of always going out with her, always doing this, and then you start taking her away for the weekend. That's a relationship.
So you're looking at the whole,
I'm looking at the whole thing.
Right.
Not just someone I just met you on the weekend and, hey, I'm going such and such, want to kick it with me? Okay, that's it. That's the difference.
I think I'm sort of on a similar page with you in that it's sort of like reverse discrimination in a sense. It's sort of like a reverse, you know, most situations you have a person's actions not matching up with their words, but this is sort of the reverse. Their actions are saying we're in a relationship, but their words are saying no.
Yeah, exactly.
And even, but I would still have to caution, even though that's the case, you have to understand you're entering into a situation where it is not a total package. So no matter how much you want to beat your head against a rock because you feel like the most special person in the world, you have to go to bed every night and remind yourself that you're not. And that is a confusing, painful situation. But it's going to be more painful when one day you feel you have carte blanche and maybe pop up at the house, or a special situation come up where you're going to expect to be escorted.
Don't do that.
And find someone else has, he might have, boom, hey, guess what? I think I'm ready for a relationship, and he picks somebody else. You're going to be in the bathtub shaking with a razor blade towards your wrist. So.
No, for real, some real stuff.
So,
I mean, in this case, like my mother always used to say, like, you know, the woman has the power to, you know, to kind of determine how the relationship is going. You know, at that point, like, if you feel like, you know, this person is not in a relationship, but he's just kind of like taking you places, you have to be woman enough to stop and say, this is not going to end well. Because I have feelings for this person. Because after you spend quite a bit of time with somebody and you're doing all these fun things, women, we're emotional. So you develop feelings for this person. It's just not, you just, that's not your homie. Because then you're also sleeping together.
And check me if I'm wrong, from the woman's standpoint, you also have to, it also gets to a point where you almost have to check your family and friends because when they see you constantly with this person, and, oh, y'all went out, y'all went to Jamaica, and y'all did this, and y'all went there, they're automatically going to be like, oh, y'all a couple. So you got to check them too, like, nah, we friends.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Because after a while, they're going to look at you like, hold on, I saw Slim at the movies with another chick, so you a dumb bitch. And like, so you need to
make sure.
It's a lot of work. I mean, it's a lot of fucking work.
That like union usually works when the woman's kind of just chilling and she doesn't really want anything serious, and when he doesn't want anything serious. If you have one that wants something serious and one that doesn't, it never works.
Right.
Yeah. So she has to be going on her dates and he has to be doing his thing too.
Like Queen said, don't go in there thinking, oh, I'm gonna change the situation up. Or I'm gonna throw this good on him and he gonna be in love and nah.
No one eat your ass like I do, boo.
You are. Giblets and all.
I mean, okay.
You want to with I eat ass face.
Right. Okay, wasn't going to go that hard. But I mean, but there's a lot of people out there that think, you know, like if my man leave, what's the song? I know he's coming right back. I got that good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody else got that good to him too. Mm-hmm. So, Yeah.
Somebody got that better, better.
Yes. Better, better.
I'm just saying.
Somebody got that best, best.
So don't even, you know.
I just say, remember your pitch counts. Players, remember your pitch count.
No, no. Okay.
No, you got to remember your pitch count. Because otherwise,
it gets crazy.
It gets crazy out there. You know, they're all in love. You know, taking them on vacation, making them feel like they're special.
It's true.
It's
confusing.
Taking them to good hotels, not the one that serves you that.
Not those, the Four Seasons.
No, not like that. I'm talking about the one the Holiday Inn that have their breakfast at you.
You're thinking Embassy Suites.
No, no, I'm talking about the Holiday Inn. They have a breakfast thing too.
Those do they?
Old dry runny eggs. And
something wrong with you.
You see that oatmeal just looking all like it just sorry and sad. Oatmeal look gray.
It's stiff.
Okay.
That thick orange juice. You have to water it down. Like, god damn, it's the thickest orange juice I ever drank in my life. What is Tang. This? Tang?
Tang.
No, probably that. What's that? What's
Sunny
that?
D.
Yeah, Sunny D. That's what it is. The Sunny D.
Pause.
It's Tang. I grew up on Tang.
Only toast you get is white toast.
All right. So, yes, definitely time for us to get out of here.
Oh, we have no more questions?
Any more?
Oh, we have tons.
Oh, okay.
We need more.
We need more? Okay.
We need more.
You want to hit one more?
One more.
Y'all want one more? Yeah, go one more.
Just one more.
Just one
Let's
more.
Go. Hey.
Who in the world?
I've been out. I've been.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here's a question that I had. Someone sent in. Hold on. Let me get that properly done because I thought we were finished.
We want more.
Right. So I'm sure everybody's heard of the saying bros before hoes or chicks before dicks. Mm. So if you're dating someone and your friend makes a run at them, what would be the correct protocol with your friend?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm checking him. I mean, it depends on how he handles it. So women, that's why you don't tell your girlfriend about how he's rocking your world in the bed, because then girlfriends get curious. So it's one thing. Don't screw and tell.
So,
but you know, in the event that you do, and she makes a run, or she makes a pass at him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I would stand back and I would wait. I would kind of look at the interaction and see if I witness it, see how he handles it, and then and I am gonna have a talk with her later. You know, on the side, but yeah, sometimes you just got to sit back and just see how he's going to play that out. I'm not a scratch your eyes out chick. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be scrapping over no dude. I'm just saying. I mean, but if he's with it, then he's not the one for me. But if he's like, no, excuse me, no, I, you know, then.
But would you cut your girlfriend off, though?
Oh, yeah, she's gone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, she's done. She's done. She's okay. Up. She's done.
Can you run the question back one more time?
Sure. Again, we all know the saying, bros before hoes or chicks before dicks. If you're dating someone and your friend makes a run at them, what would be the correct protocol for your friend? Which one of y'all? Somebody answer
me. Wait a minute. Okay, so I'm dating a chick. Mm-hmm. My boy goes at her. Mm-hmm. What is the protocol for who?
For him.
After you and the girl broke up. After you girl stopped seeing
him. I didn't even say that. I'm just saying.
I don't understand. What do you mean? What is his protocol? Clearly his protocol is to get your bitch.
No, I said if your friend, so if the dude is your friend and he makes a run at your girl,
right.
Somebody you were dating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying you were, I don't know if you were serious about it because I don't know how deep the question
was. Right, but you said what is their protocol?
No. What would be the protocol with your friend? So
that's
like,
what I'm
so yeah. So if you were dating somebody,
so are you saying how would I handle the situation?
Yes, with your friend. Like, what would you say to your friend? Bros before hoes, chicks before dicks. What would you say to your friend?
Different for guys.
Your friend that ran at your girl that you were hanging out with or dating. What would you say to him?
It would sort of vary. Been in the situation. So if it's a situation where he made his move, she reacted in kind, then fuck both of y'all. Classic. You know, if it's a thing of he made his move, you know, she came back and was like, yo, your man, blah, blah, blah. You know, then it's really hard to say, but I mean, of course, you would have to approach the situation and then sort of let his reaction dictate it from there. You know, if he wants to, you know, again, we all getting older now. We, you know, we ain't, like Sonya said, we ain't out in the street scrapping. But, I mean, you know, I'm getting old and I'm also not turning into a bitch. So, you know, if you take it there, then you take it there. But, you know.
Yeah. Just a simple, she's with me, probably would do. But she should be, I think she should tell, like, she should have said something to him. No, you know, my man is over there. You know what? You know what I mean? He knew where you were.
Oh, he knew. Yeah, he knew that was your girl.
Oh, so he's grimy. Oh, good. Okay. Grimy. Well, yeah, it's grimy.
Right, Diego.
Oh, see, I mean, I've been in a situation where actually I took a guy's girl, but I asked him first though, because he was digging her out, and I was like,
"What the fuck is digging her out mean?
Digging her back out."
Yeah, you know, he's digging her back out. He's okay. And I said, damn, she sound like she's pretty good. And so I asked, I said, so do you mind? And he said, no, she's just someone I'm just, you know, someone I'm just dicking. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And so, you know, I went and, you know, kind of hollered at her and, you know, we got it on and everything like that. Then finally, you know, next thing I know, he got in his feelings over it. Mm. All right. And I said, well, damn, you told me that you wasn't feeling her like that, because if I'd known that you were feeling her that way, I would never went and dicked her, you know? Mm-hmm. So in that regard, I think if you ask and the guy say, oh, go ahead, whatever, then that's fine. But if you just go basically uncovered and run at my girl or whatever, then yeah, I'm gonna have to pull you to the side and say something to you, you know? So, I mean, you know, that's just something I would do. But if you ask and I say, yeah, I really don't give a shit, you know, then, you know, do what you do.
Hmm. Okay. So clearly then the person has to realize either A, that dude don't really care nothing about you. Y'all just hanging out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or B, his friend is grimy AF and the friend needs to pull him up, not necessarily you.
Right.
Right?
Right. Right.
Because I believe in the protocol of chicks before dicks, because I don't want to run behind anybody that any of my friends that I'm close with. If it's somebody that's like, we ain't even friends on Facebook, and or if we're friends on Facebook and we never interact, then you're not really technically my friend. Mm-hmm. Then I would never get with somebody that you got with, because I mean, you know, DMV is small. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would never get with somebody you got with. Now if it was somebody that was real close to me, yeah, I'm not doing that. I don't want to double dip. I don't want to know what you thought about his stroke. I don't want to know, you know, because sometimes, you know, even guys talk, because, you know, I have a lot of guy friends. It's like, I don't even want to hear on the other side of that, like, oh, she did X, Y, and Z. And, you know, now do you want to hang out? No, I do not, sir. I don't want that scenario.
Because you kiss and tell.
You know what I mean? Well, first of all, right. Because you clearly get out there and talk. So, yeah. And so with my friend, if it was one of my friends, clearly we wouldn't be friends. We wouldn't be cool because, yeah. And I know something similar to that situation too, Diego. It was like, a lot of girlfriends were sitting around and we were talking, and one of the girls was like, oh, I don't care if that's your man. I don't care. I would still hang out with him. I was like, oh, mental no, bitch. Cause okay. Clearly
you can't come around.
You one of them. Damn. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay.
That sounds scandalous.
It I'm is. Just saying.
What's if her you, name?
Actually, you know her. Oh. But I mean, and you know, I don't hang out with her anymore. Because I'm like, seriously, it's like if you know somebody.
Can you get her on the show?
You know what? I probably could. But it's like, seriously, if you know somebody is like that, person that is going to go behind your back and do something and not at least say, hey, I saw such and such out in the street. He asked me for my number. I was like, cool. I gave him my number. We went out on a couple dates. If, you know, if you can't even find somebody that respects you like enough to even go that hard and tell you, that's not your friend. You know what I'm saying? And like from the guy perspective, I would think like, okay, so I'm hanging out with this dude and we're good. And I think we're dating and we're vibing and whatever. And then some dude comes over, another one of his friends that I feel like I met comes over, you know, to do like fix the Havoc unit or whatever. And he's like, hey, so let me take you out. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? Aren't you such and such's friend? Mm-hmm. He's like, yeah. I'd be like, okay. So it would be either dude, first dude is talking too much, mm-hmm. or B, Havoc dude don't respect dude that was talking too much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or he don't respect his friend. Mm-hmm. Like, so either one of them, to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't deal with either one of them after that. Because it would be like, what really is real? Yeah. What is good? Like, what, you know, and it would just be too much. Too much stress, and I don't even want to deal with that shit. So that's how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Anywho, all right. So we talked about a lot today. If you want to hit us up, indeepshow@yahoo.com, that's cool. You want to send some feedback about this. If you want to actually leave a voicemail, 202-750-1437. We'd love to hear your voice. You don't have to say who you are. That's fine. You want to leave an alias, that's cool. Leave a voicemail. We don't care. We just want to hear your voice. And we need more questions because, you know, this show can't keep going on if we don't get more questions. So thank you to everyone who has submitted questions. And we hope we did you proper and answered the questions. And feel free to say, hey, thank you for answering that question because I didn't know what I wanted to do or I didn't know what right. I was going to do.
Give us updates.
And now I'm dating somebody or now I kicked that motherfucker to the curb. So thank you. InDeepShow@yahoo.com.
All right.
Dating sucks. It does. No matter the age.
Question mark.
I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. Girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine. I know she's mine. Because the doggone girl is mine. I don't understand the way you think, saying that she's yours, not mine. Sending roses and your silly dreams, really just a waste of time, because she's mine.